Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
We'll talk Bills Bucks with Jeremy White, co-host of Jeremy and Joe on our Odyssey Sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo. He stops by the sports bar in about 20 minutes or so. We appreciate you checking us out at 95.7 FM, AM 950, and the Fan Rochester, of course, streaming in the Odyssey iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Don't forget about our live stream happening right now on Twitch and on YouTube, our channel, The Fan Rochester. It is Wednesday in the sports bar. To steal a line from the host of Send It In and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser, joining us now. And Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, welcome back in. Appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to getting some winners. And we're going to start with college football and a team that almost pulled off the shocker of the season on Saturday. Almost, but not quite. Tell us about Penn State on Saturday.
Well, that's the key, Danger, is they almost won, but they didn't quite get there. And now after just another brutal punch in the gut, which has just been an endless one for Penn State this season, I don't know if they have any more left in them, guys. I kind of look at that game, the Indiana-Penn State game, as what we saw out of Florida the last 2 weeks, right? Florida fires Billy Napier, go into their bye week, Super Bowl against Georgia. They get up for that game. Winning in the fourth quarter, Georgia comes back and steals it from them. And then the following week, they go on the road to play Kentucky, and they lose by 30 points. DJ Lagway gets pulled in that game. I kind of think it's the same type of handicap in this game, where if you're Penn State, obviously the season hasn't gone the way you want it to, but you have the number two team in your building. You have them on the ropes. That was supposed to be their moment where the season hasn't been going like we wanted to, but at least we got this win against Indiana. They lose in the final minute. Now you go on the road to play Michigan State. I think it's a letdown. I don't know if Penn State has any more left in the tank, fellas. So I'm fading them. I'm taking Sparty plus 7.5.
Wow. Who would have thought, by the way, Michigan State, Penn State, a combined 0-12 in conference play.
Yeah, like, I mean, both of those teams, you could argue, like bottom five. Yeah. You know, programs.
It's just been a wild year here. On the other end in that same conference, BJ, you've got Iowa heading to LA to face USC. Both teams are 5-1 in conference play, and I'm looking at this, and what I'm looking at is a line, Trojans by 6.5. I'm thinking, well, the way Iowa plays, is that too generous? What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Line feels about right to me, guys. I'm actually going to take the over in this game. I know, over in Iowa in the same sentence. What could go wrong? But The key is that the game's being played in L.A. And, you know, I come on every week with you guys, and we've talked about USC, and it's really just as simple as when they're at home, you bet them. They score points. They usually take care of business. Where when they're on the road, that's when they just look like a completely different team. So even though Iowa's always going to have a good defense, we know what they are under Kirk Ferentz. USC's offense is just a different animal at home. I think they're going to be able to score. On the flip side, USC defense has struggled this season, especially against the run, and we know that is what Iowa wants to do. So I do actually like there to be some points in this game. I think 49.5 is a little too low. I see this being like 31-24, 30-27, like somewhere in that range. So I'm going over 49.5.
PJ, we have a couple of really great marquee matchups in the SEC with postseason implications, and we'll start with Texas and Georgia. Which way are you leaning here, bud?
Taking Texas, fellas. I don't know if they win the game outright, but I definitely like them plus the six. It's funny. Going into this game, I think people, they just kind of think Texas stinks, right? Because coming into the year, they were the preseason number one team. Arch Manning was supposed to be the next big thing. And because of that, you know, they haven't lived up to expectations, and now people just think they're not a very good team. They've lost two games this season. The first game was to Ohio State by 7. And now, looking back, it doesn't look like a pretty bad loss. And then also they went to the Swamp and lost to Florida, which is a tough place to play. Now they go up against Georgia, where their season is on the line. And, guys, Georgia is just not the same Georgia, man. Like, their defense is not what it's used to under Kirby Smart. And they lost to Bama. They could have lost to Florida, trailing in the fourth quarter. They were down 10-0 to Auburn before Auburn fumbled at the goal line, and that game got away from them. Georgia should have lost to Tennessee. They were down in the fourth quarter to Ole Miss. Like, Georgia's been playing with fire this season. They've been finding ways to win these games, but I just think 6 is too many points. So I like Texas behind their defense to muck it up and keep this one within the 6. So I like Texas. I don't know if they win, but I think they cover.
Late afternoon window for TV here. Fun matchup. Oklahoma going to Tuscaloosa. And I think it's two teams at two different tiers, right? Alabama, they're thinking, hey, we should be getting the bye. We should be a top 4 seed. Oklahoma, right now, they got a real chance at getting into the playoffs. So this game, PJ, which the over-under only set at 45.5, I'm looking at the Crimson Tide 6.5-point favorites. What's your feeling on this matchup?
So another game, guys, where I think Bama wins, but I would take OU plus the points, and I also like the under, Gene. I'm glad you mentioned the total. My big takeaway from the Bama-LSU game last week, Bama won 20-9, okay? And I think Oklahoma and LSU, they profile pretty similarly, where their defenses are very good and they've struggled on offense this season. So what does Bama do? They don't make any mistakes. They play a very vanilla game. They really don't try any trick plays. They don't do anything that'll give LSU any kind of momentum. They try and make LSU beat them, and they see if their offense can beat them, and the Tigers weren't able to do that. Well, Oklahoma is obviously a better version of LSU. That's why Bama was 10.5 versus the Tigers, and now they're only 6 versus the Sooners. But I think it's going to be a similar game plan. Oklahoma was able to go into Knoxville a couple weeks ago and beat Tennessee because the Vols turned the ball over 4 times, and they only won that game by 6. So I think Bama's looking at the same thing. If we just take care of the football, if we don't make any mistakes, if we don't give them any extra possessions, we should be in a good spot. But when you play a game like that, it's probably going to be close if it's low scoring and it's going to be one possession. So again, Bama win, Oklahoma cover, and I would look at under 45.5.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, Financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, PJ, you're one of my favorite Baltimore people in the world. I was at the Bears game on Sunday, and all across the NFL, they were paying tribute to the former NFL commissioner. And my friend from Baltimore sent me a message while I was at the Bears game that I thought you might appreciate. This is my Baltimore friend, Andy.
I'm Paul Tagliabue, home.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Paul Tagliabue. I like that. I like that. That's sensational.
Shifting gears to the NFL. Let's start with the Steelers and Bengals, PJ. Which way are you leaning?
Well, Steelers and Bengals, you know what that means, fellas. We got Joe Flacco in this game, and that's where we're going with Cincinnati +5.5. I don't think people realize, like, this is a sneaky, massive game this weekend in the NFL. We got some really good ones, right? Chiefs, Broncos, Seahawks, Rams, Eagles, Lions. But this game, you guys, right now the Steelers are 5-4, Bengals are 3-7, and the Bengals already have that win over the Steelers. If they can win this game and get to one game back with the tiebreaker and they still have to play the Ravens twice, we got the news that Burrow is back to practice. I just think this is a game coming out of the bye week where Cincinnati is going all out. They know that even though it's 3-7, they have to win this game. The difference between being one game back of the Steelers and the Ravens with the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh to being three games back is just, I mean, it's everything. It's their whole season. So when you get a team like that in a situation like this, divisional game, that many points, I'll take the Bengals and just hope and pray the defense can get enough stops. But we'll roll with Cincinnati. I've seen plenty of time Joe Flacco going to Pittsburgh and play well, so I'm hoping he can do it again.
Yeah. By the way, Paul Tagliabue, I did not know this. He actually resided in Chevy Chase, Maryland in his final year. So he's one of you, PJ.
That's right.
So that's why we're going to bring that up. PJ Glasser, your host, is sending in on the BetMGM Network. PJ, the it used to be, there's a question about a quarterback status. Pull it off the board. That doesn't happen anymore. It's very rare something like that happens. So Ravens and Browns, and we get this report today that, Lamar didn't practice. He might be banged up. Again, a lot of injury fog in the NFL, and it's only Wednesday. So is that enough to stay away from this for the time being? What are your thoughts here on Ravens and Browns?
Yeah, the Browns are my favorite bet of the week, boys. I've seen this story. Look, I don't have to tell you guys or your listeners.
They play the Ravens tough at home, don't they?
They always do. Guys, the Ravens haven't swept the Browns since 2020. They always play them tough in at least one game every year. And when they played back in week two, the Ravens blew them out. So this is going to be the close game. And look, Cleveland might have the best defense in the NFL when they're at home, right? They haven't given up more than 16 points at home this season. They upset the Packers. They smashed the Dolphins. And then Joe Burrow had 4 passing yards in the second half of that week one game, and they probably should have won that one too. So Cleveland's good at home, man. And with a game like this, mid-November, Lamar missed practice today. Maybe the hammy's acting up again. I'm just telling you guys, it's going to be close. And also something in the NFL to look for. You don't get these spots a lot, but teams that go on three straight road games, you normally want to fade them until they don't cover a spread. Ravens have covered their first two road games against the Dolphins and the Vikings. So I really like Cleveland, fellas. I'm telling you, I'm nervous the Ravens are an upset alert. I think they probably win, but I'll take the 8 with Cleveland all day.
We know that Andy Reid is historically great coming out of the bye. the Chiefs are facing their divisional rival in Denver on Sunday, PJ. Does that streak continue for Andy Reid?
I think it does. I think it does. I think KC money line is probably the best bet of the weekend. Now, you have to lay minus 200. So if you want to parlay it with like the Patriots on Thursday night, or maybe you want to pick one of those college favorites on Saturday, I think they cover the four. If I had to bet it, I'd probably lay four. It's a divisional game. We know Denver's got a good defense, and you know, Kansas City, obviously sometimes they play with their food and they don't cover games, but I definitely think they win. I would probably lay the four. That line has probably got a little bit inflated just because of what you said, Danger, the narrative around Mahomes, Andy Reid out of a bye. The Broncos are 8-2, but we're kind of all identifying them as fraud. So the line's getting schemed up. It feels like three is a good bet on KC. Now that we're getting to four, that's kind of, you're paying a premium at that point. So look, if I had to bet it, I'd take KC, but I think just betting the Chiefs' money line, that's the play. I think they win that game on Sunday.
Well, thank goodness we have Sunday night, because Thursday night football, Jets-Patriots, Monday night, Cowboys-Raiders. We get the Lions and Eagles on Sunday night football. Detroit getting 2.5. Philadelphia coming off a win, but everybody's kind of in a pissy mood. The offense, the fan base, it just doesn't look quite right with Philadelphia. So, PJ, from a betting standpoint, how do you play this one?
I mean, you guys know these are the kind of games I live for, right? You already know I'm taking the Eagles in this kind of game. I mean, look, this is just for me, like, this is classic NFL. You get the Lions, who are that sexy eye candy that everybody loves with all those weapons and all those toys and all the points that they put up. And the Eagles are that gross, ugly team that just find ways to win games. And it's similar to when the Lions played the Chiefs on Sunday night about a month ago. Same spread, Kansas City at home. They were giving you the Lions as a dog. Everybody was on the Lions. The Chiefs, they win and they cover the game. I think it's going to be the same thing with Philadelphia. So, look, I mean, Monday night was ugly. There's no way to go around it. The Eagles' offense definitely has a ton of issues. But, yeah, I mean, the fact that Philly was a 1.5-point favorite, it's gone up to 2.5-point favorite. I mean, the Eagles would be the side to me in the game. So I do like Philadelphia.
PJ, the game we've spent the majority of time talking about this week here in the sports bar between the Bucks and the Bills. We have a sense that the Bills are going to be playing pissed off after they showed up the way they did, or they didn't show up the way they did in Miami. What are your thoughts on Bucks-Bills?
Man, I have no idea what to do with this game, you guys, to be honest with you. And I'm sure you're probably feeling the same way, where it's like the Bills maybe lose outright again or they win by 20 points. And I don't know if there's any in between. So it's a tricky game because Tampa is definitely one of those teams that you want to start fading. I mean, we could all see it coming. Like, they just could not continue to win games the way they were winning. Obviously, the injuries that they still have. And now their schedule's starting to get harder. We've seen them lose to the Lions. We've seen them lose to the Patriots. And like you said, they're getting the Bills off of a terrible performance against the Dolphins. And you would expect Buffalo to be ready to go. So I don't know. I mean, the Bills have been such a week-to-week team this year. You know, I mean, they look great one week. They look terrible the next. And I think coming off that bad of a performance, I would expect them to play better. And with Tampa being a team that I just want to continue to fade, if I had to bet it, I would probably look at Buffalo. But to be honest with you guys, this is a game I just really don't want any part of with these two teams.
Well, thank you for being honest on that, PJ. PJ, tell our audience about Send It In, where they can get more of your content.
Yeah, guys, Send It In. You can check it out 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Fridays on the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And we talk everything, NFL, college football, college basketball. So great time of the year now in November. And hopefully continuing many winners on the show.
Appreciate your time, PJ. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you, fellas. Always appreciate you. Paul Tagliabue. I'll see you next week.
PJ Glasser, Send It In on a Wednesday here in the sports bar. We have Jeremy White. Jeremy and Joe on WGR joining us next. We'll continue to talk Bucks Bills here in the sports bar.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.